This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On July 14th, Movement YVR, a public transit advocacy group based in Metro Vancouver, hosted a community discussion on the city's planned increase of bus lanes on Granville Street in the Marpole neighborhood of Vancouver. The side lanes of Granville Street in Marpole are primarily used as street parking. City Council's current plan is to replace this parking with designated bus lanes. So while the current plan does not involve increasing the level of service in Marpole, it serves to boost the efficiency of current bus routes within the area. The event was hosted at the Marpole Neighborhood House and was attended by community members that were both for and against the slated expansion. Before the event, CJSF was able to speak with Dennis Agar, Executive Director of Movement YVR, to learn more about the purpose for the event, considering that this planned expansion had already been confirmed a year prior.
And it's really meant to be an open dialogue. You know, there's going to be representatives from the Business Association here. Historically, they've been a bit opposed to bus lanes on Granville. They're really concerned about the parking in front of their businesses. You know, they're really sensitive to anything that might pose a threat to their livelihoods, which is understandable. And so this event is really to try and just get everyone into the same room and have a chat and see, you know, share each other's perspectives.
Dennis Agar then went on to explain why Movement YVR's advocacy efforts were still important, even though this plan has already been approved by Vancouver City Council.
Anything can always be overturned, I would say. It comes down to politics, right? That you put the right pressure on the right politician and things can be overturned. I've seen lots of transit projects be overturned at the last minute. You know, the Evergreen extension of the Millennium Line was going to be light rail until it was overturned. There was going to be three light rail lines in Surrey until it was overturned. And then it was, you know, SkyTrain. So anything can happen.
At the end of our conversation, Agar had this to say about public transit usage within Marpole.
One thing I haven't mentioned to you yet, you'll hear it in the presentation, is that Marpole is one of the highest transit-using neighborhoods of any neighborhood in Metro Vancouver. So basically behind like Joyce and I think Metrotown, Marpole is number three for the highest level of transit use in Metro Vancouver. And that's remarkable, especially because a lot of people in Marpole aren't that close to the Canada Line, right? Like a lot of people are walking 25 minutes to the Canada Line if they're doing it, or they're getting on the 10 or the 100 on Granville, but it's so stuck in traffic that, you know, we would love to see more people walking and going near the shops on Granville, but they're only going to do that if the buses are more reliable.
As Agar had alluded to, members of the Marpole Business Association who are opposed to this planned expansion were also in attendance. This included Claudia Leroy, the executive director of the Business Association, who also gave a presentation on why she believed that this transit plan and the street parking that it would remove would be bad for Marpole's local businesses. After the event, we spoke with Leroy, who had this to say regarding her stance on the current planned transit expansion in the Marpole neighborhood.
Our small business members depend on the local community and people coming to shop here. We are not against transit. We are against the doubling of removal of on-street parking for little gain for transit users and no actual increase in transit buses or service.
We then asked Leroy if there were any public transit upgrade models for the Marpole neighborhood that she believes would be most ideal for local businesses.
Well, I think the spirit of Councillor Kirby Young's original motion that was adopted by Council was for staff, city staff and TransLink staff, to find a balance between transit needs and business. And the proposals that we have been presented with by staff, both at the city and TransLink, only present one-sided proposals about servicing transit and speeding up buses to the detriment of the Marpole community, to the detriment of the Marpole small businesses that exist here, without any consideration or regard for ensuring the vitality of the small businesses and the commercial district and the pedestrian atmosphere for Granville Street. It's a very one-sided proposal, and we have been trying with staff and council to find the ways that we can work together so that it isn't completely one-sided and achieve the balance that is necessary to keep a local local economy vibrant while also trying to improve transit, which our community does need.
While the Business Association of Marpole is continuing their opposition on the proposed bus lane expansion, at the time of this recording, Vancouver City Council is still going forward with the planned bus lane expansion through the Marpole neighborhood. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.